Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We gonna get the church crunk on this one. Gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth. Let's go.
Spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been shown.
I'm
the spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
The spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David, about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from front of the beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word. I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking. I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan. He's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
the spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
The spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
If
the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David, about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with praises.
Praises.
You just praying, but what is you saying?
What you saying?
My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given. I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you. List. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realist. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. I said you can hear me cut your Bluetooth off. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in, everybody who has tuned in today. Amen to the word of God, straight up and uncut. We are recapping all of the hottest topics that we talked about on this year, our first season of the word, straight up and uncut. Praise God. So we're going to close out the season. We're going to close out the year recapping on some of our hottest topics, the hottest topics that we had this year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We had the election. We had the stimulus package, the recent stimulus package. Amen. It's being held up. Hallelujah. Amen. We had one of the hottest topics we had on this year was the Holy Trinity. Titles, sex and the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we also going to talk about one of our least favorite topics. Amen. That we had our least callers, our least listeners. Amen. We're going to bring it up today. UFOs, aliens. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's in the Bible. Amen. In case y'all didn't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We still wait on a few callers. Amen. To call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But let's go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on today. Lord, we just ask that you lead us and guide us through your word on today. Lord, we ask that you manifest yourself in a mighty way. Give us your revelation knowledge on today. Knowledge that cannot be given through the book. Hallelujah. Only knowledge that can be given directly through you, Lord. We ask for you to enlighten us today. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the word that you are about to instill in our souls on today, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on today. Once again, this is the word, straight up and uncut, with the Black Prince of Preachers, yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost, who's on the MIC tonight. Amen, and we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord. Like I said, we're still waiting on a few of our callers to call in. Praise God, hallelujah. So let's jam a little old school right quick. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Right now, don't you want God to take you back to that place? Hallelujah, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yes, yes. Take me back. Hallelujah. Take me back to that place where I first received you. Praise God. The book of Revelation, it puts it like this. Amen. Praise God. In the scripture, he said, I hold this one thing against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Take me back. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what we ought to be asking God to do as this new year comes in 2021, to take me back to that place. Hallelujah. When I had that zeal, when I had that up. Hallelujah. Amen. To do the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God for that song on today. Take me back. Hallelujah. Amen. To where I first, amen, received you. Once again, this is the word. Hallelujah. Straight up and uncut. Praise God. And we recapping some of the stories of this year. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is our last show of 2020. Praise God. We're finishing out the season with a recap. Praise God. Hallelujah. The latest news. The latest news we have, amen, was the stimulus package. Hallelujah. Amen. And we've been waiting, what, about 6, 7, 8 months? Hallelujah. Amen. To come out. Praise God. Amen. And when this stimulus package was approved by Congress last week, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and it was sent to our president, has not signed, amen, the stimulus package yet, amen, and his reason for signing it, well, I'll let him explain that to you, praise God.
Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help to the American people. It's taken forever. However, the bill they are now planning to send back to my desk is much different than anticipated. It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, it's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment, $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan, $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business, $1 billion for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not open. $7 million for reef fish management, $25 million to combat Asian carp, $2.5 million to count the number of amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico, a provision to promote the breeding of fish in federal hatcheries, $3 million in poultry production technology, $2 million to research the impact of downed trees, $566 million for construction projects at the FBI. The bill also allows stimulus checks for the family members of illegal aliens, allowing them to get up to $1,800 each. This is far more than the Americans are given. Despite all of this wasteful spending and much more, the $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 each in relief payments, and not enough money is given to small businesses, and in particular restaurants, whose owners have suffered so grievously, they were only given a deduction for others to use in business their restaurant for 2 years. This 2-year period must be withdrawn, which will allow the owners to obtain financing and get their restaurants back in condition. Congress can terminate it at a much later date, but 2 years is not acceptable. It's not enough. Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me, and we will get it done. Thank you very much.
Okay. So there you hear it. Amen, President. First of all, when I heard this speech, I was like, where has this guy been for 4 years? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He broke this bill down straight to the American public and said that ain't none of this money going to us. Amen. Praise God. It's going to foreign countries. It's going to illegal immigrants. Praise God. It's going to Smithsonian's and all these institutions that aren't open. Millions and billions of dollars, praise God, going to other things, praise God, besides the American people. Now, my question is, praise God, with even though it's only a $600 check that we'll be getting out of all that 5,000 pages, which you know they haven't read it. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Y'all forget Trump above all is a businessman. So when you bring numbers to Trump, Trump's gonna break them numbers down. Amen. Praise God. And as a business, if he was running the United States as a business, he's saying, where's all of our money going? Why is all of our money going to other businesses? Praise God, and not benefiting our own business. Why is all our money going to other workers? Praise God, and not benefiting our own workers. Praise God, hallelujah. Like he said, it ain't our fault that the country got shut down. It ain't our fault that people are behind on their rent because it was a government order for us to stay in. So therefore, if the government told you to stay home and the government told you not to go to work, praise God, the government should supply some compensation, praise God, amen, for your bills. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to open up the line. How do you guys feel about Trump saying, hey, I'm not signing this bill. This bill ain't right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do y'all think he should go ahead and sign it and give us a little $600 right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. And I also want to point out the fact Congress, one of the, I can't never think of his name, the goofy-looking guy with the glasses, he said, amen, that he was upset with Congress because they purposely waited until after the election was over and they got their Democratic, this is a Democratic Congress. I want y'all to understand this is not a majority Republican Congress. This is a majority Democratic Congress, praise God, which waited until they got a Democratic president in office, an elect, before they decided to pass this bill. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, a lot of us voted Democratic, hallelujah, amen, but the Democrats ain't looking out for us. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And after the vote, we don't find this out until after the vote comes out. Oh, we was waiting till we got to make sure we got a Democratic president before we pass this bill, before we put the bill into motion. Praise God, hallelujah. So all of y'all, amen, that's out there listening on the line, maybe y'all out there listening, amen, on Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Hallelujah. By the way, if we get disconnected, amen, call back in. Praise God. Hallelujah. It might be some technical difficulties on the line tonight, but if we just get disconnected, just call back in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what do y'all think about this, about Trump not signing this bill? Praise God. The phone lines are open.
He's trying to tear the country down. But listen, what was he doing the past 4 years? And Congress passed a bill that the Senate under Mitch McConnell would not take up until now at the last minute. Congress then passed the bill.
Say what? Say that again, Brother Dale.
I said, Congress passed a bill weeks ago. They passed two of them. They passed one, the Senate wouldn't do nothing under Mitch McConnell. Then they passed another, the Senate wouldn't do nothing. Mitch McConnell refused to actually negotiate up until now. And then Democrats were asking for more money all the time. It's the Republicans that said no. So now all of a sudden, at the last minute, when it's going to hurt people, all of a sudden he comes up, and I heard the speech, and I said all of a sudden he's going to come up and like do the right thing at the last minute, and say the right thing at the last minute when he should have been saying something all the time.
I agree with Brother Darrell. It's because if we've been sending all of this money to these different countries all of this time, and out of 4 years, we have allowed this to happen. So now all of a sudden, when it's going to hurt the people, now you want to hold this money hostage. I think you need to sign the bill. Help the people.
Amen, amen, because they already said if it's not signed by Monday, it's going to be a government shutdown.
Last night,
they're not scheduled to reconvene until Tuesday.
Now, the government people is going to lose their jobs come tomorrow. Some will not be able to go to work. The ones that's working out at where Michael Councilman worked, out at the shipyard.
Yes,
those jobs will be shut down. He will not be able to go to work because of the government being shut down. And so I think that stop holding the money hostage, and because you've been paying all of these people all of this time, either take it off and pay the United States. See, the other countries got over this pandemic. Is because when they shut their country down, they paid the people rent, light, gas. They gave them a salary every month to stay in quarantine. But if we're sending money over to those countries, that's help taking care of them where they can be quarantined and get a salary every month. And then when they give us $1,200, some people's rent was $2,400. A month in California. So that $1,200 didn't do anything. Now $2,000 a one time is still not going to help this pandemic that we're going through. We need to be able to shut the country down and pay the people. If we take all the money that we're sending to all of these other countries, if we take all of that money back and put it in our country and shut our country down and get rid of this pandemic, but give us a monthly salary to cover our expenses and get rid of this pandemic.
That's right.
And that's what I think, is give the money to our own country, and so we can stay at home. So nobody should be out. When it says quarantine, that means that we all need to be quarantined. The only person that needs to be out is the hospitals and the police officers.
Amen. I agree with that.
Yeah, you might as well sign it now, because once Biden get in there, then he's going to get a real package on it. So,
yeah, that's what everybody's basically saying. They basically saying they trying to, you know, they want to get this little package now, when they're going to give the big package when they finally get their president involved.
Because Trump just wants to foul up our government. That's all he wants to do. He ain't trying to help Democrat or Republican. That man is against America, and it is plain and clear.
Because he already said he was going to leave.
Russia's
the only one
that's the only place he can go if they don't lock him up first.
The Russians said before I was born, under Khrushchev, I believe it was, said we will destroy America from within. We won't have to fire a shot. And they're doing it. They never lost.
So in y'all opinion, Trump is just being spiteful by not signing this bill.
here.
Yes.
He's holding us hostage.
No matter what
he
intends.
But I think that he should go ahead and sign it so when he leave out of office, it won't say that he went out destroying our country, but he can still stand up for all the other things that he have done for the country. But if he waits and just take the country down, he'll go down as the worst president ever. So I think that he should save face and do the right thing to save his name's sake. Don't go out as the worst messy president. And if he allows the country to shut down, then he will go out as the worst president. And all the good that he has done, it will be voided.
And see, by him making a statement and everything and like saying something that really sounds good, and you would admire a president that's doing it, at the last minute, he's just trying, for his supporters, that's all they're going to remember is, oh, he tried to give us more money and they went against him. That's all they're going to remember. Nobody's going to remember all the devilment that he's been doing for the past 4 years. That's what this is about. And he knows that Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, is not going to go for giving us more money. He knows that. Because Mitch McConnell's not going to do that because they took out all that money that they were trying to give big business, not little small business. They were trying to get this millions of dollars against big business, and the Republicans, the Democrats stood strong against them. And so Mitch McConnell was pressured now to negotiate in earnest and get something that was equally fair, which we call a bipartisan bill. So that's what they came up with, and it's not satisfying either side. So now Trump wants to come up and make a statement that sounds like a true president would make, but, you know, he's just trying to gum up the works intentionally.
Okay, that's interesting. That's an interesting point of view. Amen. So right now he's just being spiteful. He didn't get the election. So he's trying to just do the right thing at the wrong time is what he's saying.
Right.
For his own, for the wrong reason.
Right. If it wasn't, he would find another way.
You know what? This is like a little kid that's pouting. I'll tear this thing up and then let somebody else worry about putting it back together.
Right. Amen. Any other opinions about Trump and the stimulus package?
And then another thing that they're saying is that they don't feel that everybody should get the $2,000. It's because everybody is not affected. There is some that has money. Their income has not been affected. So they should not get the money. Everybody,
if they pay taxes, they should get the money.
Everybody should not get the money. Some have not been affected. So it's just the ones that has been affected by being laid off from their job or not working, they're the ones that should get the money. But if you're still working, if you're still getting your same amount of money, you should not get the stimulus. What do you think about that? Think everybody should get the stimulus?